On the line, I've got Carl Pye from in Hamilton. How are you doing, Carl?
What do you know? How are you, brother?
I'm good. So you're representing for all the brothers who are doing a walk Sunday 9:30 from the Surf Club here in Raglan. Do you want to tell us what For All the Brothers is all about?
So For All the Brothers started with a guy, Zane, over in Australia, who's a great tradie, who's going through a bit of a bad time over there. Long story short, came back home after the very first lockdown, and the group just gathered. Like, he was doing lives on through the computer and stuff too, so big Zoom meetings and that with other friends and stuff over here.
Yeah.
And just gathered from there, I suppose, and I think they just had their third birthday, this year, so...
Right.
The numbers are gathering, and that's just Auckland alone. I mean, it's throughout the country too, so...
So we're talking here about just dealing with tradies dealing with stress at work, basically, or in their lives, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, so, I mean, it goes to the stage of long hours, even to the stage of bullying, maybe alcoholic sort of stuff, you know. It's huge. I mean, numbers are showing even over 160 construction workers sort of committed suicide between 2017 and 2020, so...
That's in this country?
Yep, that's in this country alone, so it's pretty massive.
Yeah. And so you started a group in Hamilton? Is that the story?
Yeah, so I moved down from Auckland, and we're doing some walks up in Auckland, and then me and another guy, Caleb, who lives in Huntley and that, so he's, we did a walk about 2 months ago around the lakes, just started off, and we had about six or seven people, but it was pretty good. So
what's the purpose? Why is the walk the thing that you guys choose to do?
So for the Hikoi, we do this as a safe place, and just for some of the brothers, even the sisters can come along and just have a bit of a korero where you don't have to talk at all. So what we do is we do a walk, and then maybe halfway we sort of stop and we do our sort of a thing called pits and peaks, where we sort of talk about the highs and lows of the week or what's been happening lately, and, you know, the highs and lows. So, and then we just carry on walking, and then a bit of a talk when we finish. But you don't have to talk. There's non-judgmental space.
Yeah.
You can just come along for a nosy and just see what's happening.
Okay. And so you're going to be out here, but I presume we'll be getting a few tradies coming in from over the divvy as well.
Well, that's what we're hoping for. We're trying to gather just a little bit more momentum, and at the moment we're putting it out there just to let people know, and because it's just the thing about feeling vulnerable.
Yeah.
To make yourself vulnerable and then to actually spark that chat. That's what we want to do. So.
Yeah, that's not a thing that guys are terribly good at, as we know. Do you think it's a little bit worse in the building industry?
Yeah, it's huge, man. Like stubborn males and just attitude of staunchness, and it's come from a long line of in that industry. If you know what I mean, I was in industry for 20 years.
Yeah,
and I've seen a lot of it, man. And you know, it's not. I mean, like I say, the stats don't lie, man, and it's just, it needs to come to a stop, and we need to just look after our brothers and our sisters on site. And you know, if you see someone out there on site, just, you know, pick them up. If he's looking a bit low, just have a bit of korero with him, and just let him know everything's going to be okay. And for us doing this, we also have to fill our own cups, you know, so we're helping everybody else, but you got to help yourself at the same time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, you talk about bullying, and I used to be involved in the building industry more, like I was working in an architect's office, but I spent heaps of time on site, and I knew a lot of guys, and the bullying side of it, bullying it's almost like a form of communication when the contractor's talking to the subcontractor, or the boys on the hammers. It seems to be, for some guys, it's the only way they communicate.
And that's right too. And you know, sometimes it's, like I said before, it has been passed down. It's like grom abuse, you know, for surfers, you know, like the little grom growing up, you know, a bit of a hazing, you know, throw the mud down the gumboots or whatever. But you know, it sort of can get to you on site, you know, like you're having a hard day and then you've got someone yelling down your throat. But he doesn't mean to be that way, but he is, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it just sort of comes across. I mean, if everyone can get along on site, I mean, it just makes it a lot easier. And And this is a, the numbers are for youth as well and for the ages between over 30. So it's all around the range.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess it's particularly stressful for guys who are working for themselves as well. So they've just started a business and they've not only they're trying to get the actual work done, but they've got the whole business to worry about as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right too. I mean, and finding workers too. I mean, like the stats don't lie with the youth suicide at the moment too. I mean, you know, it's hard because, you know, they don't want to get hassled because they're not good enough, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, even just showing in July 2020 to June 2021, there's like 607 people took their own lives just normally, just normal people in New Zealand alone. That's just a year. So, I mean, it's just, we just have to get this momentum rolling and stop this from happening.
So you can obviously you can provide some support for the guys who are kind of on the receiving end of bullying. Are you able to provide support for the guys who are in charge of stuff and finding a different way of doing things?
Yeah, so there's a lot of groups out there that deal with this as well. I mean, it's, you know, like I said, it's about you can if you know that you're doing it or someone pulls you up for doing it, it's you know, it's up to you to change. We're going to change the ways around site, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is so many things out there that are helping right now, like you say, like, you know, there's the Misfits Productions, you know, from Hawke's Bay, and that these guys are doing huge things, like Spark That Chat.
What are they doing, Carl? What are they doing, Misfits Productions?
You can find them on Instagram and Facebook. They like to, they're like motocross riders, surfers, snowboarders, musicians. They've had a mate of theirs that passed away a year ago, and they do all sorts of things for suicide. So,
but is that like a podcast or something?
It's just online.
Okay, right, cool.
It's Mystery Instas and Facebook. So they did a thing in March called Spark That Chat, where you can go out there and show what you do to spark that chat or what you do to help yourself. Like digging your toes in the sand or going surfing or motocross riding or sending it, however you do, to feel make yourself feel better. So, you know, there's prizes going up 2.5 grand and stuff like that. So, you know, these guys are gathering momentum as well, like getting huge sponsors and that's just and these are non-profitable organisations too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, the more help, the better. I mean, for all the brothers, a lot of people on board as well. And it's pretty good. I mean, they do a thing called Tradie Tuesday.
Yep.
Where you can go online and have a bit of a talk about yourself, or you write something down on the Insta on their page and let them know how you're feeling and stuff. So, yeah, it's just making yourself getting vulnerable and putting yourself out there.
And I guess there's quite a few young people coming through on Instagram.
Yep. Yeah, it's huge. I mean, and this is where we've got to start it too. I mean, with the youth as well. So, you know, we've got to make them feel good as well at
yeah.
the same time.
Yeah. So Carl, what motivated you to get organizing in this part of the country?
Well, I found these guys through the first lockdown as well. Like, yeah. You know, I've been battling depression and all sorts of stuff for over 30 years. So, and then I found Zane and that on For All the Brothers, and we did a massive Zoom meeting and met each other. And went from there and did a walk, and it just, for me, it gathered momentum for myself, and just helping myself out, because it's another outlet for you to, you know, write shit down and that sort of stuff. So, and then just me and my mate Caleb just thought, man, why don't we just start Waikato, because there's nothing down here, I mean, for our suburbs and stuff like that. And I mean, it's something that needs to be done too.
Yeah, yeah.
The more people we can get on board, the better. And just helping out the wider communities, you know, there's a lot happening in our communities that, not even on the tradies sites, it's just a lot of stuff going on, so.
Yeah, there seems to be, like, something's been stirred up, I think, with the lockdowns, and people are like, okay, we got to deal with this.
Yeah, so families with no jobs and no money, and things do get tight and pretty stressful in those times, and it's pretty hard, so that's why we need to check on our neighbours and check on our mates, our families, and find out if they're okay. So
yeah,
and it's, that,
And of course, we're going now from not having any work to having way too much work in the building industry as well, aren't we?
And that's right too, and it's starting to pump again, and this is where the stress comes in, so doing way too many hours and not taking time for yourself and your family. So, you know, you got to do this. You got to take time for that, for your family, and, you know, do those hours, but, man, just for your own cup at the same time.
Yeah, there was, I just remember there was, I think there was some guys just doing a, it was a path for council through the sports field here, and I was down there with my kids, and it was like 8 o'clock at night, and they were still going.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, man. Yeah, people do have lives too, you know, and that's the thing with some of the bosses these days, they just, you're just another number. You know, I feel the same at my job.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say where it is, but it's just, you are another number, and get the hours done and get the jobs done, and that's it, you know, doing 6 days a week, even working late hours on a Saturday, which is against my religion, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yep,
Is there a way of helping people to kind of stand up for themselves in that situation and say to the boss, look, I've got a life, you know, I can't do that many hours?
Yep, and that's coming down to you as well. Like, stand up for yourself and let your boss know. Like, if your boss is going to be, say this, like an asshole about it, well then there are industries you can go to and places you can go to let them know that this guy is, you know, or just... It's hard to, but even just leave, find another job. It's your health, man, like your mental health, and
yeah,
it's money's not all that, you know.
Yeah, well, though at the moment it's probably pretty easy to find a job.
It is. There's a bit of work out there, and even if you love that job, you know, even you know, if you get up in the morning, you're driving in your car, and you're thinking, shit, I don't want to go to work because my boss is a dick. You know what I mean? That's in itself just already telling you that. That stress level is already starting before you even get to work. So,
yeah,
things are a whole day of 8 to 9 to 10 hours of that, and then coming home, and it's like, and then you're also bringing that stuff home with you, your partners or whoever's around. You know, like they're copping it too.
So
it filters down the system at the same time. If you know what I mean.
And do you think we kind of think that's just normal? That's just how it is.
Yep, and this is it too. We just think it's normal, and it's that's the thing we have to change. Like, I'm just getting over it now too. Like, you know, I went from 20 years construction to becoming a chef. Went back to school at the age of 40.
Right.
And I've seen that industry too. Like, that's another big industry that's losing a lot to suicide as well. I mean, so it's definitely up there, and we definitely have to change our ways. And it is getting a little bit better, but, I mean, if everyone bands together and we can all do this as a team.
I guess that's one of the things you guys can provide is just that kind of support network. Like, I'm having a hard time with my boss, and someone said, yeah, I had that happen with mine, and here's what I did.
Yep. Yeah. So they can just jump on the Instagrams, and you'll find, I mean, I've found other systems on there. There's another group called Mental Health. It's Mental Health.
Oh, yeah.
And you can find them online as well, Facebook, Instagram as well. So, that's another great one.
Yeah,
that's just for normal suicide as well. But you know, there's so many outlets now, like Lifeline, Aotearoa as well, 0800 numbers. That's all through New Zealand as well. So, you know, one of the hardest things is talking to your mate too. That, you know, your mate could be quite staunch, and all three of your mates, and they're going, you know, stop being weak, or you know, that sort of thing. It's not going to make you talk at all. So, and talking to someone different that's not in your crew, that can help as well.
Okay. And what do we say if there's some bosses listening going, hey, you guys are giving us a hard time at the moment? What, you know, what do you say to the bosses?
Yep. Well, I'd like to say, well, you can sort your shit out by just taking time just to listen to your workers and what they want. Have meetings in the morning, your 5x5 meetings. Have a barbecue every Friday, and find out how they're actually feeling or what's happening at home. This, you know, like I say, sparking that chat is the key. You know, even just a smile at work, or, you know, a smile goes a long way. Just manners, even as well, just small things like that they can make things happen on the work site. It just, you know, you can go home feeling happy, and we want to go home safe as well.
Yeah. And do you think people are better workers when they're feeling happy?
Oh, shit, yes. All day long. You can, you know, I mean, like, you know, whistle while you work. It's just, okay, well, the sun shines. You can that just goes a long way. Like that, even if it's half an hour in the morning, barbecue in the morning, letting know that the boss is here for you, for everyone. Let them all know that this is what's happening for the day, and you know, let's all work together, and that day will go huge. I mean, it's such, it goes faster, and then you come home smiling all the way home. You know, a couple of beers after work with the boys.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, so folks, we're talking to Carl from For All the Brothers, having a walk starting at the Surf Club on 9:30. Who's this for, Carl? Who can turn up?
Anyone can show up. It's usually for males, but if you need to bring a support person, bring a support person. If it's your wife, I mean, or your partner, whatever, just bring them down, and we'll go for a hikoi. And you don't have to talk. Like I say, it's non-judgmental, safe space. Yeah, and let's get to it and stop the suicide and the trades and everywhere else. So
yeah, yeah. And have you guys got like an online presence people can check out?
Yeah, go on Instagram at For All the Brothers, and Facebook For All the Brothers as well.
Okay, that's awesome, man. It was really
you
cool.
Jump on there, and you'll find everything on there. And I mean, if there's people out there wanting to sponsor and throw some sponsorship around as well, you know, it's always good. They throw a prize in for Tradie Tuesday, you know, throw some work boots or some tools or whatever. It's just, and that helps make someone's day as well. So
yeah, yeah. And is it like people can just talk about, bring up anything that they want to bring up?
Yeah, man, it's whatever you want to bring up. You can, that's what I'm saying, it's your pits and peaks. Like if, when we start, we'll introduce ourselves as well, but you don't have to.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, like I say, it's safe, and you can just listen to what others have to say. That's how we'll start it off, and then we'll just walk, and then we'll sort of stop halfway. We'll probably stop at the mouth, and then have a bit of a corridor there, and then we'll come back, and then go from there. I mean, it's all good. Bring your pets, bring your kids. It's a safe environment.
Yeah, yeah. No, that sounds good. And exactly where are you meeting? Because we've got the car park up there, we've got the surf club, we've got the walk down to the beach, so...
Yeah, if you go onto Instagram, you'll see where we're meeting. We've got a map on there as well.
Yeah.
So it's all on Insta and stuff. So, but it'll definitely be at the Naruru Nui fucking Surf Club. So, had to see a lot of people there. Come on down and show some love.
Cool, man. All right, Carl. Well, thanks heaps for your time this morning. I know you just rang me up yesterday saying, could I do a plug for this? But I was like, no, we need to talk about this, have an interview. So thanks for doing that. It's really awesome.
Oh, man. Hey, thanks for your time, guys.